That's only my finding. And now someone asked, it was Bob. You asked about Henry. Well, the last report I had about Henry was on Thursday night, I think it was. Thursday night. And to tell you the truth, I don't know what... he is coming along gradually, very gradually. His sight has deteriorated a lot. We don't know if it's permanent or if it is just a phase that he's going through due to the effect of an anaesthetic. It could be that. And the doctor says it's quite likely that is the cause of it, and he could pull out of it to a certain degree. But David, his son, has taken him up a big magnifying glass with a light in it so that he can do a bit of reading, but it is of no avail. It is not sufficiently good enough for his eyes at the present time. They seem to be all, everything he looks at's all fuzzy. So this could be anaesthetic, and as the doctor said, I think he had about four or five pins put in the leg, and a sheet of metal or something, a plate. That's right, a plate put in the leg as well. So the poor old boy's not faring too good, although he has been shifted from the Alfred, and I don't know if you're up to this or not, Bob, but he had been shifted from the Alfred to the aftercare in Collingwood, Victoria Street, Collingwood. And he's due to go back again after a week, so it would be about now, I suppose, that he would be going back again for a reassessment. And I'll just see how everything is going. But I was informed by David that he could not go back to his place of abode where he was living before. And they're trying to work out something for him in that regard. So, as long as they don't take his radio from him, I don't think he'll mind where he goes. He has been notified anyway. His son told him about the dog being put down. And that upset him a little, as you could quite imagine. He was, very attached to that animal. And there we be. I don't think I've got anything other to tell you than that. It could have been me, Bob, that you heard tuning up. I was about a quarter of an hour before we came on. I just...